Chipotle, from crisis to comeback. How CLV became the brand's superpower. At Outthinker, we sit at the table with executives and strategy experts, working together to dig beneath the surface and uncover the patterns and insights others overlook. As I pored over stock charts, consumer behavior shifts, and performance metrics in preparation for our upcoming Outthinker list, one story refused to stay in the background. Chipotle's resurgence after a 2015 PR crisis. It wasn't just a turnaround. It was a masterclass in an untapped strategic metric I've been urging clients and members to embrace. Customer Lifetime Value CLV. To understand why Chipotle's comeback stood out so powerfully in our research, we have to go back to its lowest moment. On a chilly December morning in 2015, a Denver Chipotle store manager unlocked the door to an empty dining room. This was once a scene of organized chaos with lines spilling onto the sidewalk, the clang of the tortilla press barely keeping pace. That day, the stainless steel counters gleamed untouched. The cause was everywhere in the headlines. Chipotle was the source of an E. coli outbreak at locations in Washington and Oregon, a salmonella outbreak in Minnesota, and a norovirus outbreak in Boston. Fear spread faster than any PR countermeasure. From October 2015 to February 2018, Chipotle's stock fell from around $750 to $251 per share, erasing more than $10 billion in value. Same-store sales plunged 21.9% in late 2016, and nearly a third of surveyed customers said nothing could make them visit more often. Revenue dropped from $4.5 billion in 2015 to $3.9 billion in 2016. Net income collapsed from $476 million to $23 million. For a brand that had defined premium fast casual, the fall was swift and brutal. By early 2018, the question wasn't whether Chipotle would grow. It was whether it would survive. From growth machine to crisis mode. Founded in 1993 by Steve Ells, Chipotle built its reputation on food with integrity, which meant high quality, sustainably sourced ingredients, and a fully customizable menu. Its ingredient list numbered just 53 items, each vetted for freshness and sourcing ethics. The model was simple. Open more than 200 stores per year, deliver consistent margins, and rely on word of mouth. Between 2000 and 2015, Chipotle's revenue and store count surged with little traditional advertising. But the simplicity that fueled growth became a liability when food safety failed. Unlike a price change or menu tweak, rebuilding trust would take years. A new playbook. In February 2018, Chipotle hired Brian Nicole as CEO. The former Taco Bell chief brought a different playbook of combining fast food marketing intensity with digital-first customer engagement. Nicole shifted the definition of success. Instead of chasing store count, Chipotle would focus on increasing the lifetime value of each customer by moving from location-led growth to relationship-led growth, rebuilding trust. Food safety reforms came first. New protocols, supply chain audits, and mandatory staff retraining. But operational fixes alone wouldn't bring customers back. The deeper strategy was to create new reasons for customers to visit more often, spend more per visit, and strengthen their connection to the brand. Building a CLV engine. Every major initiative had one purpose: grow CLV. A loyalty program, mobile ordering, and store redesign weren't isolated wins. They were interconnected moves designed to deepen relationships, increase frequency, and boost spend. 1. Rallying the core. Chipotle's customer base was young, tech-savvy, and primed for digital adoption. By meeting them where they already were, on their mobile devices, Chipotle accelerated adoption of app ordering, digital payment, and loyalty programs. For teens and 20-somethings, Chipotle became a tap on a phone rather than a line at the counter. This shortened adoption timelines and accelerated CLV gains. 2. The loyalty advantage. Launched in 2019, Chipotle Rewards became the linchpin of its CLV strategy. More than a points program, it was a direct channel to millions of customers. Every offer and message was designed to drive visit frequency, increase basket size, and strengthen brand affinity without relying on third-party platforms. In 18 months, membership reached 15 million. By 2024, it topped 40 million. Digital sales rose from 8.8% of revenue in 2018 to nearly 50% during the pandemic, then stabilized at about 37% in 2023. 3. Data-driven engagement. Building the customer relationship meant gaining access to the data. Every interaction left a digital footprint, and Chipotle used those signals to segment customers by frequency, spending, and preferences, the key drivers of CLV. Targeted promotions and gamified challenges, such as extra points for ordering twice this week, encouraged high-value behaviors that increased visit frequency, lifted average checks, and reduced acquisition costs. 4. Closing the gap. Speed and convenience became critical CLV drivers. Chipit lanes, grab and go shelves, and digital make lines streamlined fulfillment and protected the in-store experience. Data revealed that surging digital orders were slowing in-store service. Expanding Chipit lanes gave online orders a dedicated channel, while grab-and-go shelves kept urban locations flowing smoothly. This reduced friction, reinforced loyalty, and ensured consistent service nationwide. 5. Fortifying the base. Chipotle redesigned stores for a digital-first world by adding dedicated digital make lines, separate pickup shelves, and layouts built for speed. This allowed them to serve both in-person and online customers efficiently, a change that's costly for competitors with large franchise networks to replicate. The results. From the trough in 2017 to 2023, the turnaround was dramatic. Revenue grew from about $4.5 billion to $9.9 billion. Net income rose from $22 million to $1.5 billion. Stock price increased roughly 760% under Nicol. Nearly half of customers are now loyalty members. As of early 2025, Chipotle operates about 3,800 stores worldwide, all company-owned, including hundreds of Chipit lanes. International expansion is still modest but growing, with full ownership preserving brand consistency. Lessons in CLV strategy. Chipotle's revival highlights three enduring levers for embedding CLV at scale. Own the customer channel. Build direct relationships through loyalty, apps, and data so you can personalize value and not just promotions. Build trust before frequency. Trust unlocks repeat behavior. A loyal customer forgives a misstep. A transactional one walks away. Design for digital. Treat digital as the operating system, not a side channel. The real advantage lies in re-engineering how your organization creates and delivers value, not just how it sells. Chipotle's strongest growth after the crisis didn't come from opening more stores. It came from increasing the value of each relationship. The turnaround showed that survival isn't about fixing what's broken. But instead, it's about deepening your ability to understand, engage, and grow your most valuable customers. The Outthinker's takeaway. Every company can run its own CLV playbook. Start by asking, do we know the lifetime value of our best customers and what actually drives it? How much of our investment goes into increasing frequency, retention, and advocacy versus acquisition? What operational or data gaps prevent us from personalizing at scale? Chipotle's story proves that CLV isn't just a metric. It's a mindset. It shifts the question from how do we get more customers to how do we make every customer more valuable? That reframing changes everything. How you allocate capital, measure performance, design incentives, and even structure teams. It moves strategy from counting transactions to cultivating relationships. When you embed CLV thinking throughout your business, growth becomes less about expansion and more about depth, less about noise and more about knowing who your true fans are and giving them reasons to stay. The gap between crisis and comeback, between erosion and endurance, is closed by this discipline. Understand the customer, own the relationship, and make every interaction worth more tomorrow than it was today.